This is a short reading from the book Embraining, Using Your Multiple Brains to Do Cool Stuff by Grant Suslu and Marvin Oker. It's entitled Heart-Led Courage. It's a short reading, and then there's a guided exercise, Pushing Through Fear. In our modelling work with incredibly brave and courageous individuals, we found some fascinating distinctions on how to trigger, support, and generate courage. These gutsy individuals talk about the importance of intensely focusing on heartfelt values to help overcome fear. They also describe how fear is felt in the front of the gut, whereas courage is experienced as a gutsy push from the back of the gut that helps push through the fear. It's interesting that during development in the womb, the enteric brain is innervated in the foregut by cells from the truncal part of the neural crest, whereas the post-umbilical bowel and hindgut are innervated by cells from the sacral area of the crest. This may explain how one part of the gut brain is able to push gutsy courage through the fear response, which occurs in the front of the gut. In his inspiring book, Once a Pilgrim, A True Story About Courage and Bravery Under Fire, Will Scully describes how he saved the lives of over 1,000 people. It was May 1997 in Sierra Leone, Africa, and a military coup had plunged the country into chaos. Rebels were running amok, raping, robbing, and killing innocent civilians. Caught in this maelstrom, a group of people had taken refuge in the Hotel Mamiyoko, including Will Scully, an ex-SAS soldier working in the country to protect geologists prospecting for gold. With the hotel under siege, Scully single-handedly fought off over 200 rebels and eventually led the hostages out of danger. As Scully describes it, "I was shitting myself. The adrenaline and tension in my stomach made me feel sick. My arse tightened spasmodically as I flinched at each crescendo of gunfire around me. This was crisis. I hated it, and I heard myself swearing aloud over and over and over. This was terror, pure and simple. Hot waves of it washed over me, but my thoughts worked with astonishing clarity. Curled up, I fought each surge of panic rising from the depths of my stomach. I told myself I had to hold it together. I had a job to do. All the people down in the hotel depended on me. The logic was utterly clear. I had to do what I had to do. I could not. I would not stay where I was. I detected a slight pause in the rebels' firing. Abruptly, angry, I rolled back in front of the drain hole, rammed the gun into my shoulder, found a target in the hollow behind a tree and shot them. Without waiting, I rolled back out of sight, wriggled to the next drain hole further along and repeated the action. Ultimately, Scully was able to fight off the rebel attack and save the lives of the people trapped in the hotel. Notice the strategy Will Scully utilized. He used his head and heart brains through heart-based emotions of hatred and anger at the attackers, an intense desire to help others, coupled with the logic of what needed to be done to overcome the gut-brain-mediated fear response. His courage to act kicked in through heart-led drive, and he overcame panic and terror to perform his incredibly heroic act. This is something we found over and over in our modelling research. Anger at injustice is often used to motivate and overcome fear. Strongly felt heart-based emotions help overcome negative gut responses. We also discovered that in times of extreme terror, making guttural sounds and screams can focus the push through fear. Martial artists know this. In most martial arts, you're trained to focus your force, energy, and will through the center of your solar plexus or gut, what the Japanese call the hara, via the use of guttural sounds. So let's explore this discovery exercise, pushing through fear. In this exercise, you'll practice creatively using your head and heart to motivate your gut to push through gut-felt feelings of fear. While it's best to practice this ahead of time in safe and comfortable situations, it can be used in acute situations where you need to overcome debilitating fear. The more you practice this, the more the process will become available to you in the heat of the moment in which it's needed. Important note, this exercise is not to be used with phobias or other intense psychological or emotional abreactions. You should seek professional guidance when working with such issues. This exercise also doesn't address issues of chronic anxiety. It is designed for pushing through normal, situationally based, immediate fear, where taking action is an appropriate response. So, think of an issue or situation in which you experience fear that prevents you from taking appropriate and necessary action, and that you need to push through. Start remembering or thinking of the situation vividly enough that you feel the sensations related to the fear. It is massively important in such situations that you immediately begin balance breathing to control your autonomic balance. That's breathing evenly 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out. You'll find that in fear-filled situations, your breathing will not be balanced, and so it's vital you control this consciously. Balance breathe for a number of minutes until you are in a coherent and balanced state. The next step begins in your head. Notice the fear sensations occurring in your gut and body. Talk to yourself and label these sensations. Become aware of how your true identity, who you are in your highest expression of self, is separate from these sensations. Notice there is a you that can actually observe them. Notice also how you are bigger and better than these sensations and mere reactions. And in spite of these, you can choose to respond more generatively. Tell yourself what you want to and have to do in this situation that is truly representative of what's deeply important to you and who you know yourself to truly be. Now balance breathe your ideal sense of self and the values that truly define you from your head down to your heart. Feel them so very strongly and deeply in your heart. Brighten them up. Add in the colour of your deepest and truest sense of self. Expand these in your heart. Amplify them with every breath. Tell yourself as you breathe down into your heart what you must do, what you have to do, what you can't not do. Link this sense of truth deeply into your heart. And when you're ready, take a big breath in and send this deep conviction down to the back of your gut. Swallow hard. Zoom your conviction and determination into your gut. Really feel it. Pack a punch. Straighten up your entire spine all the way down from your lower back and pelvis. Really feel your gutsy determination slot powerfully in. And as it hits the back of your gut, make a deep guttural sound and move forward. Ugh! Actually step forward fast and grunt, growl or yell a powerful sound out loud, like a powerful martial artist in action. Physically move as you make these sounds and push through that fear. Push forward into the true embodied action of your highest self. You can do it. You cannot not do it. You are powerful, bold, and filled with courage. Feel powerfully and massively emboldened with your new found courage to act in spite of the mere sensations of fear and take action now. You might choose to listen again 2 or even 3 times to that quick exercise so that you get the steps very clear inside of you, so that you can do it without being guided. It's a very simple way of pushing through fear. We hope you've enjoyed this reading from the book Embraining, Using Your Multiple Brains to Do Cool Stuff by Grant Suzelew and Marvin Oker.